And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
A statue of Jesus has for 6 decades been a curiosity to skiers as they cruise down the popular run at a northwest Montana ski resort will not be evicted from federal land, a judge ruled this week. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen said the Flathead National Forest can reissue a 10-year permit for the statue installed on the ski hill by the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic men's organization. The judge disagreed with a group of atheists and agnostics that argued the Forest Service was unconstitutionally sanctioning the statue. Its religious nature has been made clear in special use permit applications since the 1950s, the Freedom from Religion Foundation had argued. The Forest Service first indicated in 2011 that it would reject a new permit for the statue, which occupies a 25 by 25 foot patch of land at Whitefish Mountain Resort. But the agency reversed itself in 2012 amid public outcry. Christensen said that the statue does not convey to a reasonable, informed observer that the government, rather than a private party, endorses Christianity over any other faith or the absence of faith. The new federal judge, appointed by President Barack Obama in 2011, said the statue is one of the last remaining remnants of the original Big Mountain ski resort, and some locals say it reflects the transition from old timber town to tourist hotspot. The statue's secular and irreverent uses far outweigh the few religious uses it has served. The statue is most frequently used as a meeting point for skiers or hikers and a site for photo opportunities, rather than a solemn place for religious reflection, the judge wrote. Typical observers of the statue are more interested in giving it a high five or adorning it in ski gear than sitting before it in prayer. The Freedom from Religion Foundation, which argued the statue violated the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution's prohibition on Congress making any law regarding an establishment of religion, said it was shocked by the ruling. While on the subject of statues, UK detectives are hunting thieves who stole a statue of the Virgin Mary and Jesus from a hospital. The wooden item was swiped from a shelf in the chapel of New Cross Hospital in Wolverhampton in the West Midlands between Sunday lunchtime and Monday morning. PC Dave Firth from Wolverhampton Police said, "To steal a religious symbol from a hospital, a place where people often come to rely on their faith, is absolutely despicable. We're following up several lines of inquiry, but in the meantime I'm keen to hear from anyone who saw anything suspicious or who has any idea where this statue may be." In Rome, Pope Francis is launching a sweeping study of the scandal-plagued Vatican Bank before a possible clear-out of top management at the Holy See, the Vatican revealed this week. In his first real step towards reform, the pontiff is to take on a hands-on approach, ensuring that everything a special 5-member commission uncovers will be reported directly to him. The 76-year-old is particularly keen to better know the judicial position and activities of the Institute for Works of Religion, IOR, as it is known, which has struggled to shake off its murky image amid persistent reports of shady dealings. The Vatican said the commission would have top-level access, allowing it to get its hands on all documentation. Pope Francis' revolution starts with the IOR, said Carlo Moroni, a Vatican watcher, describing it as a decisive, strong, and completely unusual intervention. Before he carries out reforms, Francis wants to know everything, and I mean everything, that happens within the shadow of the Niccolo V. Bastion, the bank's headquarters, he wrote in La Stampa Daily's Vatican Insider. The bank has a troubled history, which includes the collapse of the Banco Ambrosiano, in which the Holy See was the main shareholder, and which had been accused of laundering money for the Sicilian Mafia. The chairman of Banco Ambrosiano, Robert Calvi, dubbed God's banker in the press, was found hanging from Blackfriars Bridge in London in 1982 in a suspected murder by mobsters. In 2011, Pope Benedict XXVI created a new financial authority to reform the bank, with the aim of getting the Vatican on a white list of countries that cooperate with efforts against money laundering drawn up by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. But critics complain that its approach was toothless, and many are watching to see whether Francis will overhaul the highest rungs of the institution. The zeal with which Francis has taken to attacking financial institutions globally since being elected pontiff in March has raised new questions about the future of the IOR and to what extent it will be affected by general wide-sweeping reforms to the Holy See. The Pope, elected amid an in-house debate over whether it is necessary to have a Vatican Bank at all, has railed against the cult of money, calling for a poor church. He's also quipped that St. Peter did not have a bank account, and warned the IOR and other Vatican staff that offices are necessary, but they are necessary only up to a certain point. The Vatican promised in 2011 to redouble its efforts to reform the bank and overhaul its financial legislation, following reports of anonymous accounts at the bank being used by organized crime. The move was sparked by an investigation launched after the Financial Intelligence Office of the Bank of Italy noticed two operations by the bank that it deemed suspicious. An Italian court seized 23 million euros from the bank, releasing it in 2011. In February this year, the Vatican named German financier Ernst von Freiberg as the bank's new head, and is currently overseeing a review of its 19,000 or so accounts and investigating reports of suspicious activity indicating possible money laundering or fraud. The IOR, which does not lend money, manages assets of 7 billion euros and handles funds for Vatican departments, Catholic charities and congregations, as well as priests and nuns living and working around the world. A Catholic church in Hamburg has installed the world's first religious vending machine, which allows worshippers to buy accessories before attending a service. Churchgoers can now buy rosary beads and armbands with religious motifs before taking their seat inside their place of worship. The rosaries, made from brown wooden beads with a metal cross, cost 4 euros to buy, and instructions are attached explaining how to use them. After putting the money in the slot, a white cardboard box drops into your hands and the wooden rosary is inside. A wooden armband with religious motifs will set you back 2 euros and features images of Jesus, Maria and the Pope. The brand new vending machine has had a positive response from the churchgoers who visit regularly. All the money raised will go to our church camp for children, and if it leads to a small prayer here and there, it is even better, said their pastor. Mormon missionaries will soon spend less time knocking on doors and more time chatting online with potential converts. Leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced the strategy shift on Sunday night in Provo, Utah, during a two-hour presentation to mission presidents that was broadcast worldwide. Church apostles said the change reflects the growing importance of social media and people's preference to connect over sites such as Facebook rather than opening their homes to strangers. Tom Perry said missionaries will be using social media, blogs, email, text messages, and the church's website in their ministry. It will start in a limited number of locations this year and should be in place worldwide sometime next year, leaders said. A US man's online classified ad offering an oak coffin for sale neglected to mention the full skeleton inside, so police interrupted the deal and seized the bones. The coffin belonged to the now-defunct Council Bluffs, Iowa chapter of the International Order of Oddfellows, which promotes anonymous giving to the poor. Dave Bergstrom placed the ad on the Craigslist website to sell the coffin for £7,778 to try to raise money to pay the property taxes on the fraternal organization's hall. Mr. Bergstrom said the coffin was made in the 1900s and had been used in the group's rituals to represent death. The bones were donated by a local doctor, but police said human remains cannot be sold without proper identification.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.